Live. We are kicking off the third hour of the program and inviting you to take control of the airwaves at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. The features await you there, and you can control the content of the site. Submit different items to it, stuff you find online that you think is useful, interesting, fun, whatever you think our listeners will enjoy. You submit it over at freetalklive.com as show prep, and then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike it. You get to vote on things as well, and the most voted up make it to the front page in the top of the site at freetalklive.com. In the studio tonight, it's Ian here.
Nemi.
And Mark.
All right, so Nemi has been sharing with us the seven suggestions for recording the police. And this is a really valuable discussion, and I'm glad that you brought this in here tonight. I actually saw it in the news today, and it references a friend of the show, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com.
Yes.
We'll get to that segment here in a short bit. But it's a great idea to get this information out there for folks, because fact is, people don't know their rights. They certainly are not going to teach you in a government school the ins and outs of recording the police and why it's important and how to do it and so on. And it's important because it's the only method that could possibly hold these people accountable and keep them a little bit more honest, in my opinion. The only thing that can do it. No amount of police oversight boards are going to do it. I think that's an individual with video camera.
Right. That's right. Proof.
Video recording, audio recording is going to usher in a new era of customer service in the area of government, if there is ever going to be customer service ushered in the area of government.
Well, it hasn't really happened.
At least proper police training.
Something. I mean, either people are going to become surprised by what they, no longer surprised by what they see, and they're going to allow all kinds of police brutality, or these videos are going to pile up and change people's minds at some point.
I have to wonder about that, Mark, because the videos are piling up.
They are piling up.
There are so many videos.
It takes a while for people to get there, though.
You were saying earlier tonight that you are getting kind of, I guess, acclimated to it, that you know, seen so many of them that unless it's really outrageous,
or it happens to a friend of yours.
Right, that it's, you know, it's not as notable to you anymore simply because it's happening so much. And despite all of the police violence out there and all of it that's been captured on video, we don't really see attitudes changing significantly across the country. Yes, there's the Glick decision where cops may be a little bit more careful around police cameras now. But all that said,
I think people, you know, the numbers show when the public's polled about its government and its government's responsiveness to its needs and that kind of thing, you're finding more and more people being cynical in that area.
Well, that's cool, and I'm glad that's happening. And certainly if you look at like you said, the polls show that people don't like the federal government, that's for sure. They think that the so-called representatives are not representing them, and a lot of people support the idea of secession. It was 1 out of 5 already support the idea of secession today. So I think that, you know, those are all good indicators, but they haven't really blossomed, right? There's nothing that's particularly changed. It's just the cops are now getting called out for the things they've been doing forever.
Look at this, the Trayvon Martin situation. You haven't seen any real issues of racial violence or that kind of thing. The last one I can think of is the Rodney King situation, where you really had this case where people were up in arms about, you know, what is a disparity regarding race in this country. I think that people can agree with that. I'm not necessarily in agreement that this is the case upon which to make that, but you know,
or something more recent. Wasn't there just news about the New Orleans police, the 5 New Orleans cops that were all white?
I don't know that people have necessarily made that as a racial thing. I haven't heard it, reported as a racial thing.
Is this
thing,
from Katrina?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That was
a racial thing.
Yeah, that might be more recent. But, you know, yeah.
What you're talking about, a nationwide, though? Yeah, a lot of it doesn't get nationwide coverage. That doesn't mean it's not happening.
That case will come along. That video will happen. And then everything else that's piled up there, it's like the avalanche. The snowflakes keep falling, and at some point or another, the avalanche occurs.
But my fear is, though, that avalanche will be violent, right? So,
I don't think that.
You don't think? Well, I've seen plenty of video where people have been very, very upset at what the police have been doing, like beating someone, abusing another human being who doesn't deserve it, where there's a crowd of people around. They're all filming with their video cameras, but they don't do anything. And I remember watching some interview footage of some of these people that had witnessed someone being beaten by the police. I think it was at some of the May Day protests a few years ago. And they said something to the effect of, one day people are going to snap. And we're going to fight back, is what they said. And I my fear is
that's talking about people on the ground, though. That's not talking about people seeing a video. I don't think.
Right. Well, I am talking about people on the ground because those situations matter. And that's my fear is that, you know, people are going to fight the police. And I think that's going to make things worse.
It will.
And I don't support that. What I would support as far as people intervening, because I don't like the idea of people just standing around and watching as the police beat somebody. What I think would be an appropriate way to handle that if you are going to, if, you know, something's going to break, something's going to snap, and people are going to do more than just video record.
Something that is more appropriate. Let's call it that.
Right. What I would say would be more appropriate is for people to just intervene and stop the violence. Just hold this maniac back and, you know, prevent him or her, whoever the maniac cop is.
They're going to call that, you know, aggravated battery.
I know
a law
they're going to call it that.
Officer,
right.
They're going to call it.
I know what they're going to call it.
Time.
I'm just saying, if people are going to snap and do something, I'd rather they right. not hurt the police
officer.
And they're
liable to get hurt doing it, and then they're liable to react, you know, getting, you know, that sort of situation.
I understand that, Mark. I'm just telling you, I would rather them not hurt the police officer in that particular case.
I concur with you.
Would you rather see them pull the cop off and just stop the violence, or would you rather see the crowd beat the cop?
You know, when it comes to police, I'm telling you, I think it comes down to video, man. I don't think you can intervene legitimately.
I think someday someone is going to intervene.
I think they are going to intervene.
Oh, there are stories out there of people intervening, sure.
Yeah,
and
it
doesn't end well. Most 99.9% of the time, it doesn't end well for the intervening party, no matter how peaceful.
No doubt. I'm talking about a large party. I'm not
right.
talking about a single person coming to try to get a cop off of somebody. I'm talking about where you've got a crowd of people surrounding a cop beating on a man, and that crowd can step in and do something to stop that from happening. That, I think, will be the turning point if something is going to change.
Turning point in what?
The way people handle these situations.
Absolutely not. Most people look at that and they say that there's, you know, that isn't it. It has to change in people's minds, not in reality.
Yeah, well, what I think should change is people shouldn't accept this crap anymore.
I understand. I'm telling you that.
And do it peacefully.
It's okay. For one, if you're pulling a cop off somebody, you're going to get hit, you're going to get poked, you're going to get stabbed, you're going to get hurt in some terrible way, and most likely somebody's going to react to that. I mean, that's why they're reacting in the first place, is because something violent occurred. And then something violent occurs to them. They're willing to intervene. Then they're going
to
react to that. And this cop is going to get his head crushed like a watermelon because they've been taught all along, you are the sole century between us and anarchy. The whole Western civilization, it could come down to you holding back a throng.
I know it's likely to be violent, and that's what I don't want to see happen because it's not going to be better.
Video. It's the only answer.
It's the best choice, for sure. It's the least risky, but there is risk involved.
Oh, absolutely. There always is. So getting back to the article, if I may.
Sure.
This is on Gizmodo from Steve Silverman, the founder and executive director of FlexRights.org and co-creator of the film 10 Rules for Dealing with Police. Just to recap the ones we went over already. Rule 1, know the law wherever you are. Rule 2, don't secretly record the police. Rule 3, how to respond to the stuff cops can say. Like, what are you doing? Let me see your ID. Please stop recording me. Or just stand back from the scene. Next rule is don't share your video with the police. And here we are at rule number 5, prepare to be arrested. And here we have Keene, New Hampshire resident Dave Ridley is the avatar of new breed of journalist, activist, filmmaker.
Dave hasn't lived in Keene
for a long time. Testing the limits of the First Amendment right to record police. Over the past few years, he's uploaded the most impressive collection of first-person police encounter videos the author has ever seen.
Wow.
Ridley's calm demeanor and knowledge of the law paid off last August after he was arrested for trespassing at an event featuring Vice President Joe Biden. The arresting officers at his trial claimed he refused to leave when ordered to do so, but the judge acquitted him when his confiscated video proved otherwise.
When he was leaving the entire time,
he was moving.
He's got
it's
this
fantastic.
Ridley tactic, which I love, of just slowly backing out of a situation. whenever he's ordered to leave somewhere. So he's still leaving, but he's still facing them as he's leaving and still recording them. More coming up. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
JaxDice.com.
Where if you could buy, sell, or make a deal?
JaxDice.com.
Turn into the house of Bob.
JaxDice.com.
And what if you could watch ads and get paid for it?
JaxDice.com. JaxDice is for
Here on Free Talk Live, we've been pretty excited about the Bitcoin. It's a decentralized, free market digital currency. You can learn more about it at weusecoins.com. But if you already have some Bitcoins and you'd like to spend them, you can spend them at spendbitcoins.com. When you spend Bitcoins on Amazon via spendbitcoins.com, Free Talk Live gets a cut. Or if you're an Australian trying to figure out how to buy Bitcoins, you can buy them with cash at au.spendbitcoins.com. Once again, that's spendbitcoins.com.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Toll free, 855-453. Although you're certainly welcome to comment on the news or information, rather, that we are sharing with you tonight about interacting with the police and dealing with them on camera, recording the cops. One of the most important things you can do to help keep these guys as honest and accountable as possible. 855-453 is where you're welcome to comment.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has everything. They've got the name brands, and they've got them at the best rates that you'll be able to find on the internet. They've got knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment, everything that the outdoors enthusiast needs. And you can get an additional 5% off with coupon code FTL. Get it quick. Get it from ManVentureOutpost.com. It's ManVentureOutpost.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, so we continue here on the seven things you need to know about recording the police from Gizmodo.com, but written by one of the guys behind Fletcher Writes, which is the same organization that did Busted, a guide to surviving police encounters, and then the follow-up to Busted, I think it's 10 things to know about dealing with the police or something.
10 rules for dealing with the police.
10
Steve
rules.
Silverman.
Yeah. Both of them really great videos, really good introductory videos to how to handle interactions with the police, and they're both available for free online. So take some time. If you're new to this whole how to interact with the police thing, like most people probably are, take some time to go watch both of those. Busted, A Citizen's Guide to Surviving Police Encounters, and then 10
Rules for Dealing with Police.
Rules for Dealing with Police. Yep. Both well worth your time.
Yeah, so we're on rule number 5, prepare to be arrested. And we're talking about Dave Ridley, who's a friend of the show and of the Free State Project.
From RidleyReport.com.
That's right. So Ridley's calm demeanor and knowledge of the law paid off last August after he was arrested for trespassing at an event. The arresting officers at his trial claimed he refused to leave, but the judge acquitted him when his confiscated video proved otherwise. And Ian, you were saying he was backing away slowly. It was a great video. Love to watch it.
Yep.
Now, with respect to the law, Ridley declares, quote, if you're rolling the camera, be open and very open and upfront about it, and look at it as a potential act of civil disobedience for which you could go to jail. It's indeed disturbing that citizens who are not breaking the law should prepare to be arrested, but in the current legal fog, this is sage advice. Now, if the cop says, shut it off or I'll arrest you, at this point, the article says, you are risking arrest in order to test the boundaries of free speech.
That's about right. If the cop says, turn it off or I'll arrest you, you are, you know, exactly risking arrest in order to clarify what free speech is in your area.
Which is exactly what I did when we were pulled over, Nemi, is he told me that he was going to arrest me if I didn't turn it off, and I moved in a little closer to tighten in my frame.
Yeah, but that was about it.
There have been people that have won cases and gotten punitive awards for doing this. So it not only do you have the advantage of creating a better world where people can videotape law enforcement officers and public servants, quote unquote, but you also have a chance of getting a check.
I mean, there were some other things that were present in our traffic stop too, Ian. I mean, I've learned from hanging out with you guys that I shouldn't open my window all the way. So
right.
I had the window cracked and I passed my papers through that way. And the doors were locked because Derek J has had his doors open on him twice, I believe.
That's right.
So if the guy had wanted to come in to get you, he was going to have to come through something.
That's true.
You know, versus dragging you out of an open window.
So what did he say when he encountered your window being a crack?
Well, he was, I don't think he said anything.
It was cold.
It was cold. It was January.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
so
that might be the reason.
You know, I passed it out through the window, and he says, you realize you don't have an inspection? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Where's your registration? Well, not in the compartment of the car. It was in my trunk.
Just to clarify something, though. They may not give you the chance to turn off your camera. So the way the article says this is like, well, if the cop says, if you don't turn it off, I'm going to arrest you, that's when you're going to test the boundaries of free speech. You've already tested it in advance simply by recording the cops.
Right. True.
There's a chance they may not say anything to you, and they may just grab your camera. They may just go ahead and just attack you.
He does warn that you could be bull rushed immediately,
right,
by cop psychopath or something like that.
Right. There's always that possibility.
So if you keep recording, brace yourself for arrest. Try your best not to drop your camera, but do not physically resist. As with any arrest, you have the right to remain silent until you speak with a lawyer. Use it. Remember that the camera might still be recording, so keep calm and act like you're being judged by a jury of millions of your YouTube peers, because one day you might be. And we get into the next rule of master your technology.
Hold that thought. We'll come back to, was that number 6 coming up?
That's number 6.
Number 6 on the way of 7. We'll go first, though, to Chris, listening in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, good evening,
hey.
Ian, Mark, and Nemi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
From the police state of Connecticut.
Welcome,
you
sir.
You may remember me from such phone calls as Thorium for Nuclear Energy and the Fed through Sacagawea Coin and Bear Camp. I'm in Connecticut.
Are you getting these, cutting them up off the archives and putting them on YouTube or something? Are these the best of Chris?
Yet.
Okay.
At any rate, I just wanted to call in and point you guys out. I just happened to tune in and hear your discussion on intervening in police action to stop the violence and nothing more.
Yes, sir.
Which it seemed to be pretty heated between Ian and Mark, as expected.
We do that.
I just want to point you guys to a video called Houston Cop Goes Crazy, original raw footage, where a gentleman in Houston, he stopped a cop from tasing somebody. And this is pretty fresh, and if you get the chance, I think you guys should look at it. And we really can't tell what happens because the video goes dead when they get arrested. But
really?
He does, in fact, stop violence as best they can. And we kind of see what happens. I just want to point that out.
And you said this is fresh. Yeah, I see March 30th, 2012.
It's pretty fresh, yes. It's pretty fresh.
So you're saying that in this video, somebody is being tased and a guy manages to somehow stop that from happening?
A psychotic Nazi cop pulls out his taser because somebody's recording, and one gentleman quickly intervenes, and it kind of goes from there, and it's pretty interesting.
Right. If he's willing to pull out his taser because somebody's recording him, then what's he going to do when somebody prevents him from being able to tase somebody?
Well, I wish I knew, because the video does go dead shortly thereafter.
Right,
so
right.
More power to this gentleman in Texas.
So does he intervene? In what manner does he intervene?
Well, he kind of, like, sticks his arm up, and I think he might actually even touch the cop's arm and stop the taser, saying, "What are you doing?"
Wow.
You know, he stops the violence, just as you were perhaps suggesting might be the only honest good idea to do, you know?
Right. No, I think, look, Mark, I understand why you're trying to say this is a bad idea. You could get hurt by the cop. I get it. And you could be charged with assault on a police officer. You could be charged with all kinds of things. But when the cops are beating the living S out of somebody, that seems like the lesser of the evils to me, is to have people who are standing by who care to step in and to stop that from happening. So you're just letting it happen.
I'm inclined to, I
would say please watch the video and check out what happens, but I just want to give a quick update, too, from coming from the police state of Connecticut. I did pass a bearcat on my way to work this morning coming onto my highway exit. It was pretty creepy. I gave him a big old Sig Heil.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate that. Thanks for the call and the heads up, man.
Before I hit save.
I appreciate hearing from you, sir. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm not advocating that people jump in onto a police situation. I'm just saying that at some point, if people are going to snap and start fighting the police, please don't fight them. Just stop the violence. Can we just stop there instead of fighting? Because that's how it's going to be. People are going to go. They're going to go from just standing around watching and recording to fighting the police. And I think there's a middle ground.
Probably true.
855-450-FREE. Like, hey, man, just stop. Just stop. And give the target of the police a chance to escape, and then let the cop go. 855-453. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is Garden Food Seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality, non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat-sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Toll free number here. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and interact. The chat room is built in to the same page over at cam.freetalklive.com. That's where you can go to do that stuff for free. cam.freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin's the world's first potentially anonymous digital cash. With bitcoins, there are no contracts to sign or terms of service you've got to abide by. Anyone can download the free Bitcoin software, be using them in just a few minutes. As a matter of fact, there's a new smartphone software out there. It makes it even more easy to use bitcoins on the go. With bitcoins, you can send and receive money anywhere in the world without needing permission from any bank or government and with no fees. To learn more, visit weusecoins.org. And you need to be educated on bitcoins because they're changing the internet. Weusecoins.org. And now, thanks to BitInstant.com, you can have bitcoins in less than an hour by depositing cash at any major bank. To buy your bitcoins with cash, visit BitInstant.com.
All right, toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Nemi, you are sharing with us an article that you found over at Gizmodo.com written by one of the guys from Flex Your Rights, the organization that has produced some excellent documentaries on you and the police and how to deal with these guys and give some very, very useful information in these documentaries, which I recommended earlier. Busted, A Citizen's Guide to Surviving Police Encounters is the first one that they came out with. They then came out with 10 Things You Should Know About Dealing with the Police.
10 Rules for Dealing with the Police.
10 Rules, thank you, for Dealing with the Police. Busted addresses different areas in which the police tend to interact with you. So there's like the police pullover. There's also the knock and talk at home, and so they cover different scenarios. There's also just the contact on the street. So the different types of scenarios in which you would likely be interacting with the police, they address that in the Busted film, and then the other one gets deeper into the subject matter. So I highly recommend that information. But what you're sharing with us tonight are the seven rules for recording the police.
That's right. We've gone through rule one, know the law. Rule two, don't secretly record them. Rule three, how to respond to stuff cops say. Rule four, don't share your video with the cops. Rule five, prepare to be arrested. And here we are at rule number six, master your technology. As Ian mentioned earlier in the show, smartphone owners now outnumber users of more basic phones. So at any moment, there are more than 100 million Americans in reach of a device that can capture police misconduct and share it with the world in seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've talked about Quick.
And Q-I-K.
Q-I-K and Bamboozer.
I don't know how you pronounce it. Bamboozer. B-A-M-B-U-S-E-R.
Yep. Both apps are free and easy to use. It also goes on to say, always passcode protect your smartphone.
Yes. You don't
always
want to be able to get in there and delete your video.
Yep. Set your videos to private. Both of these apps will allow you to set your account to automatically upload videos as private, so only you can see them, or public, which means everyone can see them.
I would want them public, personally. I would not want them private.
Until police are no longer free to raid the homes of citizens who capture and upload YouTube videos of them going berserk, it's probably wise to keep your default setting to private. With a little, this is what the article says anyway.
Why?
I have mine on private because I never know what video I'm putting up there, and I want to be able to, if I want to edit the video, or I don't want it going out raw every time.
I have plenty of pocket dials, too, and that could be potentially, I don't know, embarrassing,
sure,
stupid, whatever.
In theory, yeah.
You know,
I see where you're coming from, but on the other hand, when it's time to record, I don't want to have to be hitting an extra button.
Right.
So I don't want to have to turn it into public mode before I go ahead and hit the record button.
You can put it on private, and then, you know, you have sort of a will with your best friend. Hey, you know, if I don't come back from jail, here's my Quick account and my password.
That's cool, and that's a level of extra preparation that the average person probably isn't going to go through.
Understood.
But that's not a bad suggestion. I want that to go out I want it to go out live as it's happening, so people can know that it's happening. Because what if, you know, somebody's not around when I'm getting arrested? What if nobody knows what's going on?
Right.
And if it's public, then someone could check the channel and just look at it and see what happened. I'm not so worried about crafting these things. I'm not going to be using violence, so I'm not going to be in the wrong from that perspective, from a moral perspective on the video. So I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there.
You pocket dial and then there's a video of you having sex out of the internet. It's, there's...
Not if it's in your pocket.
Yeah. Well, you set it on the... things can happen.
Not even going there.
Yeah.
So with a little bit of practice, you should be able to pull your smartphone from your pocket or purse, turn it on, enter your passcode, open the app, and hit record within 10 seconds. Keep your preferred app easily accessible on your home screen, but don't try to shave milliseconds off by disabling your passcode. Both of these apps share an important feature that allows your video to be saved if your phone is turned off, even if you're still recording. So if you anticipate that a cop is about to grab your phone, quickly turn it off. Without your passcode, police won't be able to delete your videos or personal information, even if they confiscate or destroy your phone. With the i4 and Samsung Galaxy Android devices...
That's not always true, by the way, because there could be an SD card in there that it's recording to. They could just pull the SD card and delete it that way. But if it's already uploaded to the internet, they can't do anything about that.
That's why these Quick.com and Bamboozer.com, these are great programs, because at that point, it's not on the device anymore.
When the phone is turned off, the Quick app immediately stops recording and uploads the video. But if the phone is turned off while Bamboozer records, the recording continues even after the screen goes black.
Great. Actually, I haven't even been able to download. I had to switch to Bamboozer because my current phone, I can't get Quick for
it. Right, I can't either.
I don't know if they stopped developing it or what.
It might be through your carrier as well, because I think mine was carrier restricted that I couldn't use Quick, but I can use Bamboozer.
Very strange. Well, either way, at least I still have something.
So there are other recording options. Cameras lacking off-site recording capability are always less desirable, as mentioned. Cops can delete or destroy your footage. It happens way too often.
They can, but do keep in mind there are undelete programs, so it's worth mentioning here. I don't know, do they get into undelete there at all?
No, not too much.
This is worth adding in then, because it's something the average person certainly doesn't know about their device. The average person thinks when you hit delete, it's gone. But that's not true. The way that digital technology, storage technology works is that when you hit delete, it just it flips a flag, basically. It just trips a flag on that file that takes up that space.
It takes the first letter off of the code name or something, right?
that's an indicator that that's not really truly what happens, Mark. But at a, you know, kind of a file system level, it just trips a flag that says, okay, this has been marked for deletion.
Right.
You may now, it's essentially telling the operating system, you may now overwrite this at your at a whim. So as soon as you encounter a situation like this, and let's say the cops confiscate your camera, because frequently that's going to happen. Something else you should prepare yourself for. Not only prepare to be arrested, but prepare to lose your camera for several months.
Chances are good they're not out there taking pictures with it and using it after they've deleted something.
That's correct. So as soon as you get your hands back on your SD card, that is the time when you want to run the undelete program.
Right.
If you don't use it
at all for anything whatsoever,
right?
Not one thing.
No matter how tempting it might be to put that that card in your camera and start taking new pictures or video, don't do it. Use a fresh card. Take the other card, or if it's like a hard drive camera, something where you can't pull a card out, do not record anything on that until you ascertain whether the stuff has been deleted from it. And if it has, there's a variety of free undelete programs out there. One of them is called Recuva. It's a nice, free, simple program. R-E-C-U-V-A for Windows, but there's different ones for different operating systems. Run an undelete program on it and then try to recover what was there. If nothing has been recorded on that device, odds are good you'll be able to recover everything, and there will not be even a dropped frame.
Now, we have another friend of the Liberty Movement here, cited in this article, Carlos Miller. Miami-based photojournalism activist and writer of the popular Photography is Not a Crime blog. While he carries a professional...
Also, heck of a nice guy.
Yeah, he is. While he carries a professional and Canon XA10 in the field, he says, I never leave home without a flip camera on a belt pouch. It's a very decent camera that's easier to carry around.
Carlos Miller's got, like, a camera on his belt pouch. He's got his cell phone. He's got a camera around his... He's got, like, one around his ankle, like
sound.
A gun. I mean, this guy has got cameras everywhere.
So it says, just to give you some prices, the top-of-the-line Flip Ultra HD starts at $178, but earlier models are available for $60 on Amazon. All Flip models have one button recording, allows you to pull it out of your pocket and shoot within seconds. The built-in USB lets you upload to YouTube or other sharing sites through your PC.
There's more coming up, right? We have one more?
One more
suggestion for how to deal with recording the cops. And I have an additional rule, rule number 8, so I'm not sure what number 7 is.
Okay.
We'll see if this is the same one. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You're welcome to add your suggestions to this as well or share your experiences. Free Talk Live.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get them before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for your call, your thoughts, if you make it. To call now to 1-855-453. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that await you there. freetalklive.com. Tonight here with you is Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
And if you want to support the show, you can do that by going to promote.freetalklive.com. That's where you'll learn how to get a free bumper sticker. You can download web graphics for your website. You can download high-res graphics for whatever you want to use them for. And a variety of other things. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Nemi has been sharing with us, and we've been expounding upon the suggestions from Flex Your Rights and Gizmodo.com on how to record the police, best practices for recording
seven rules
the police.
For recording police.
Yes, it's good stuff.
We are at rule number 7. Don't point your camera like a gun.
Yeah, bad idea.
When filming police, you always want to avoid an aggressive posture. To do this, Justin Holmes, who said it earlier in the article, he says he keeps his strap-supported camera close to his body at waist level. This way he can hold a conversation while maintaining eye contact, quickly glancing at the viewfinder to make sure he's getting a good shot. Obviously, those recording with a smartphone lack the angled viewfinder, but you can get a satisfactory shot while holding your device at waist level, tilting it upward a few degrees. This posture might feel awkward at first, but it's noticeably less confrontational than holding the camera between you and the officer's face.
Yeah, this is one of the suggestions that was made to a recent videographer up here in Keene about how to best, keep a situation calm.
Mm.
And the suggestion was that if the camera is blocking your eye contact with the person, that it makes it less personal, and so therefore it's more of a likely to be a volatile situation.
This is a pretty good tip, too. Also try to be in control of your camera before an officer approaches. You want to avoid suddenly grasping for it. If a cop thinks you're reaching for a gun, you could get shot.
There have been times when police have said, I thought he was holding a gun. Then when they're talking about a camera.
Yep, absolutely.
It's preposterous.
Or a candy bar.
Right.
No. And the final word is becoming a hero. If you've recently been arrested or charged with a crime after recording police, contact a lawyer with your state's ACLU chapter for advice as soon as possible. It additionally advises do not publicly upload your video before then. You may also contact Flex Your Rights via Facebook or Twitter. They're not a law firm, but Steve Silverman says, as the founder and executive director, he'll do his best to help you. If your case is strong, the ACLU might offer to take you on as a litigant.
I can tell you the ACLU has never responded to my inquiry.
I've had good experiences with the ACLU, so it's not necessarily on this, but
I'm not
going to
wait.
Yeah.
If I've got video, it's going online ASAP.
Okay. If you accept to make a case, Your brave stand could forever, like Glick, change the way the police treat citizens asserting their First Amendment right to record police. This path is not for fools, and it might disrupt your life. But the next time you see police in action, don't forget that a powerful tool for truth and justice might literally be in your hands.
Well, we've talked certainly about how risk is involved in activism, and this is one of them. I mean, anytime you're dealing with the police, you're going to be at risk. The camera can help, I think, mitigate that risk. It can help protect you. Like our friend Ademo Freeman from CopBlock.org recorded his interaction with Judge Burke here in Keene, where he asked him a series of questions as he was walking into work one morning, was arrested on felony charges, and then those charges were dropped. Odds are good those charges never would have been dropped had he not been holding a video camera
right.
that whole time. Had that video never made it to the light of day, our friend Ademo may be sitting in a prison cell for so-called improper influence charges on the allegation that he threatened the judge, which, of course, he didn't do, as the video clearly shows.
That's right.
So these video instances can really help you out. It is so important. Yes, there is an increased risk. You may, as I mentioned before, come across some crazy cop who's going to attack you physically over having a camera.
Treat you as an enemy of the state anyway and give you every single ticket he possibly can.
But that cop may have done something awful to you anyway, whether or not you had the camera either way. I think that odds, you know, on the long run, having a camera, using a camera is going to be better for your safety and the safety of the people around you as well than not doing anything and just standing and watching as the police continue to abuse people or the police abuse you. But I had rule number 8 that I wanted to add to this. You'd mentioned knowing your equipment's really important, and I had a situation recently where even though I know my equipment, I know how to use it, I blew it, and I had accidentally, I'd used the SD card to transfer some files on a computer, so I'd filled the card full of files, and I'd spaced out. I confused one card for another, and I put the card that was full in the camera. I didn't know that. And when I found out about it was as I was running with the camera to try to record Derek J being beaten by the police across the street from the LRN.FM studios. And so I'm, you know, flipping my camera open as I'm running over there. I'm like, oh, crap, the card's full. So then I had to, adrenaline's rushing, so I'm shaking a little bit as I'm trying to, like, you know, push these little buttons on the camera to get it to format the card. And it took me a good minute or so to actually, you know, get the card formatted, get it so I could then record. So rule number 8 is have other people around with cameras, preferably wherever you are. Be in a place where you have multiple cameras. So when something goes wrong, this is why Carlos Miller has 2 or 3 cameras on him at all times, because he knows there's a chance that flip camera he has is going to fail, or the phone's not going to work, or, you know, something's going to go wrong at some point. The more you use technology, the more likely something's going to break, or something's not going to work right, or as you're expecting it to. And so if you can plan for that in advance, either by having more than one camera on you or by having other people in the vicinity with cameras, that can mitigate that factor. So even though I was standing there with my camera fiddling around trying to get the card to format so I'd have room to record on it, which would have been the fastest way to do it rather than going and trying to delete videos individually. So while I was standing there fiddling and doing that, Cecilia, who's also a Free State Project or Liberty activist up here in the Keene area, she already had her camera out. She was already rolling. Pete Ayer from CopBlock.org, he had arrived on the scene by that time as well. I mean, all of us literally came out from different locations and had these video cameras rolling. So the fact that there were other people there meant that video was basically completely covered. It didn't matter that I screwed up because we had it covered. So that's rule number 8 is be in a place where you can call for backup or where backup's already going to be there, where it's likely to be nearby. And, of course, that's here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, where there's an intentional community or of the Shire Society, where there's an intentional community of people that love freedom enough to actually do this stuff. They don't just talk about it. They actually do it. They put their freedom on the line, each and every one of them. Every time you record a cop, your freedom's on the line. And I don't want to scare you away from it.
That's true.
I don't want to tell you, be afraid. No, that you shouldn't be afraid. Like you were saying earlier, be confident about what you're doing. Know that what you're doing is the right thing.
And also be clear. Like I'm not telling everybody you're going to win the lottery or anything like that, but people have won money because police officers have violated their First Amendment rights to record them. So, yes, you could end up in a jail cell, and you could win some money in a court case, too.
In theory, you could. And so, I would love to see that happen with some of the activists here who have been harassed by the police for recording. Unfortunately, these are not quick things, right? So, like, the Glick case took several years to come around. And there are some people here in New Hampshire who had their cameras confiscated by the police and were arrested in a little town called Weir, New Hampshire. And I believe there's a countersuit in one of their cases, but I haven't heard any updates on the status of said countersuit.
It took them a long time to get their phones back.
Months and months.
I know, yeah.
So, anything else you guys feel like adding to this discussion?
No, this is it.
I feel like
that's all I have.
Yeah, it's been pretty comprehensive.
Yeah.
We've definitely given you the rundown on the things to do or not to do when recording the police. So if you've got anything to add, because I don't, you know, maybe we missed something here, 855-450-FREE, whether it's tonight or tomorrow, you can call any time on
this. I think the single best thing that you can have is a camera in one of these circumstances. And I think that the smartphone with the automatic upload to the internet thing, the quick.com, or was it Bambuser?
Bambuser,
whatever. It is, those things are great things to have, and they're useful for other places in your life too.
Because Jack's birthday party, he does something silly or whatever, you can pull out the camera.
I feel like you can handle even violent people in other circumstances. If somebody's trying to rob you, you don't happen to have a gun on you, you don't want to carry a gun or something like that. Look, man, you're being uploaded to the internet right now. I've got the option of
being, interesting idea.
I advise against.
Well, that's because you carry a gun.
Oh, that's
right?
True. Yes.
Like, your choice is shoot him in the face.
That's right.
But I don't think a robbery deserves... I mean, if it's an unarmed robbery, I don't think it deserves...
That's an option that she has. It is not an option that the average person who's not carrying a gun necessarily has. But you can
Or if you're in New York City where you can't carry a gun.
Look, man, I've already got your face on the internet. Now, I can choose to share this or not share this. My friend has the video, has the password.
I don't think that's a smart idea.
Bah, you get jacked.
Yeah, you get jacked. Your phone's gone. Then you might get shot.
Then I've got their name.
Just give them $50 bucks and let them go.
Yep.
Well, who knows if it's $50? Who knows what the circumstances?
I hear you. We're out of time for tonight, but tomorrow night we'll be back. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.